21 years in jail. That's the maximum sentence that a priest could potentially receive if he refused to break the seal of confession in Tasmania. Understandably, the government officials are trying to craft legislation that would try to protect children who have been abused and having people report them. But the church also desires that as well, to help those children. But these government officials are requiring priests to reveal what they heard in confession if there is someone suspected of child abuse. That's something that's potential, but in fact, in the state of South Australia, a law has already been implemented which would require a priest to be fined $10,000 for refusing to divulge the information he had heard in confession. And that came out on October 1st, 2018. Bishop Robert Barron even mentioned that the state of California is also considering similar laws as well. And so this makes us all wonder, what's at stake here with the sacramental seal of confession? Why is this conversation different from any other conversation? If we look to our gospel today, we find that this gives us more insight into the sacredness of confession. But when we first hear the gospel today, it seems a little bit abstract. Jesus says, if you know me, you know my Father also. And it's like, what does that mean? But it means this very simply. It means that Jesus' being reveals the Father. Everything that Jesus says or does reveals the mystery of the Father. When Jesus dies on the cross, not only do we see his self-sacrifice, we see the love of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus is the revelation of the Father's heart. And so this revelation becomes more concrete in the sacrament of confession. Right? What do we hear in the words of absolution? The prayer that the priest prays before we receive forgiveness. He says, God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself. And so through the priest, Jesus is present to the penitent in a unique way. And when we encounter the love and mercy of Jesus, we are encountering the love and mercy of the Father. So Jesus is saying like this, if you know me, if you know my mercy, you will know my Father also. You will know his mercy. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father, because you can see the love of the Father revealed in me. And that's why confession is so sacred. This conversation is not meant to be shared with anyone, because it is a sacred conversation between God and the sinner, where the sinner reveals the uttermost darkness of his or her heart and brings it into the light. So without the assurance that this privilege would be protected, people would not be vulnerable in revealing the deepest and darkest sins of their heart and therefore receive forgiveness, receive healing for it. So that's why the church has stated in her canon law, the law that governs the church, that the sacramental seal is inviolable. Therefore, it is absolutely forbidden for a confessor to betray in any way a penitent in words or in any manner or any reason. And if the priest does break the sacramental seal, canon law also stipulates that the priest would be excommunicated on the spot. As the words leaves his mouth and reveals his penitent, he'd be excommunicated. There are grave penalties for breaking the seal of confession because this is a grave matter. The church wants to protect this sacred sanctuary to give us the freedom to be completely honest so that we can be completely forgiven. But in fact, priests are even willing to die even if the law tried to compel them to reveal their confessions. During the Spanish Civil War, many Catholics were targeted and persecuted. And Andres, a Franciscan friar, was going to be persecuted and executed. Andres asked Father Philippe to hear his confession, and Father Philippe heard his confession and gave him absolution. However, afterwards, the soldiers found out about this, and they actually tried to get Father Philippe to reveal the confession they had heard. And they threatened even to kill him. But this is what Father Philippe said. Do what you want, but I will not reveal the confession. I would die before that. And he did. On September 8, 1936, Father Philippe was shot and gave up his life to protect his penitent. Brothers and sisters, the priests of the church, and me as a future priest, we are willing to be fined, to be put into prison, and even be put to death just to protect your confession. Because it is a conversation between you and the Almighty and Merciful. And so I'll close with a quote that Bishop Robert Barron received. He was speaking with his professor 33 years ago as a priest, and this professor gave him an advice about confession that he would never forget. If someone asks, Father, would you hear my confession? The answer is always yes, even if hearing that confession puts your own life in danger. The answer, always.